Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera, and in our podcast we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity. Welcome to a new episode from our WTU Wing Chun podcast. Hello, Alfred.
Hello, Rosa.
Today we talk about the roots of WTU Wing Chun. Where does WTU Wing Chun come from?
One side from WTU Wing Chun is from Asia, from China.
Okay, maybe we can talk about the Asian line before. So there are many Wing Chun and Kung Fu styles from China.
There are many Wing Chun or Kung Fu styles from China. If you look at the Kung Fu styles from China, you see that all other styles have another structure as Wing Chun. Mm-hmm. There are many styles. You can say there are two out of styles in China, the inner China styles, like Tai Chi, Bagua, Yi Xing Yi, and the outer styles, all other styles. The inner styles, the meaning is they are developed in China. The outer styles came over Bodhidharma, the foundations from India. So, but Wing Chun is another thing.
And what is special in the structure of the Wing Chun?
If you see Wing Chun, it's look a little bit like mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
Like each movement is like a formula.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can deduce from this movement, from this formula, with the three principles of movement and the four interactions, all things to adapt all to the moment. And then a special thing from Wing Chun. It's in no other martial arts style.
And also the complexity of the movements increase from movement to movement.
The complexity increase from movement to movement, from Xiong Dao to Chang Qiu to Run Tami to Piu Chi.
Mm-hmm.
And also then to the double knives.
And is this a sign that Wing Chun is different to other Kung Fu styles, that maybe it's not 100% from China?
Yes, and there's a name, Wing Chun.
Mm-hmm.
Wing Chun means a beautiful spring. And we will later speak about the source of this art.
Mm-hmm.
And this art works in a special way. They always works that they bring a word or a picture or a symbol in new circumstances, and then they develop about the circumstances, about the time and the people. And around the name Wing Chun and the philosophy behind, the art developed as Wing Chun in China. And in the 20th century came the art from China to the United States and to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
But the art also came to China. It came to China over Tibet.
Mm-hmm.
But the art is not from Tibet.
Mm-hmm.
It came from over Tibet and go the Great River in China through China.
And where does it come from?
There was 1,200 years ago a school in the Middle East who is known as the
School of Wisdom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And in this school, next other things were two arts taught. The first art was the art of manipulation in human behavior.
Mm-hmm.
The second art was the art of the hidden falling knives. One of the people in this school was the man Hassan. He's known in the history as the old man, or the old man from the mountain, the founder of the assassins.
Mm-hmm.
For European is interested that the assassins were the teachers of the Temple Knights.
Mm-hmm.
A very, very important warrior, monks in the old time in Europe. Over the Temple Knights, there came an art of fighting to Europe. The Temple Knights adapt the fighting from the hidden falling knives to the European sword, and over the Templar Knights the art came to some medieval fencing masters, who also were not teachers of fighting alone, they were teachers of the holistic development, not all, some of them. And if you read some things of them, like Dalhofer, it says the test of Wei Wing Chun. It's like when people speak, how he moves, you think it's how we move. And in there's another thing, from some of these sources, there was Gurdjieff who get some aspects of the art and bring them in the 20th century to Russia at the time of the beginning of the Soviet Union. And then he came a little time to Germany and later to France, but he decided to teach not this art and say it's not the time and the people for this art, there will come later people who will do that.
The time wasn't ready.
Time wasn't ready, I think. And so for us, our Wing Chun style is the two lines. The line who came to us from China and the line who came as original to us from the School of Wisdom from the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. We never said this before,
many other things clearly. We could say, but we don't say today. Maybe we will speak about these things later.
Yes, very interesting. Okay, then we hear us next month for our next English episode.
Okay, bye.
Bye.